For life.
You guys know who I am. I'm Philip. Brian and Brandon are here too. Yeah. How's it going, guys?
Doing fantastic, Philip. Brian, how are you today?
I'm great. That was the fastest intro I've ever heard from you in my entire life.
The smile's gone, so you know I can't do all the gimmicks.
So I'm no longer the Jimmy to your Jay, the Arn to your Tully, your Stevie Ray.
Booker Ray to my Stevie. Who's Booker Ray?
You know what? He's an up-and-coming young talent on the Houston circuit. Look out for Booker Ray.
Booker Ray.
Let's Google him right now.
And Stevie T.
Exactly.
Stevie T from Love and Hip Hop? Is that the Stevie T you're talking about? Or no, that's Stevie J. Stevie J, my bad. So I put out a video earlier or yesterday. How do you people feel about that?
You know what? I saw the video and I got a little emotional. I don't like to see you like this. But I understand, you know, when you lose your smile and things just don't go the way that they're supposed to go, comes a time where you have to realize and you've got to really sit in front of that camera, sit in front of that mirror, let yourself know, talk to yourself and understand that maybe right now I'm just not that guy right now. But soon enough, the world will know and they will understand. And then you'll get your revenge. I'm here with you, Philip.
Oh, man, I'm going to start crying again. Those were real tears. I'm crying real tears. Brandon, how do you feel?
You know, Philip, I understand it. You're very emotional right now. It's been a rough couple weeks. You know, still holding out hope that we can, you know, plow through this. We can get through this together. But, you know, when Shawn Michaels lost his smile, he gave up the title. He didn't just hoard it. He didn't, you know, you're actually being like my guy right now. You're being stone cold. You're kind of taking your ball and going home, trying to take the title away from us, from all, you know, me, Baby Huey, Brian, you know, maybe Max Mendoza comes back. Maybe Flomin Reigns will make a surprise. Maybe they want a shot.
Couple things. Max Mendoza is the worst champion in the history of the show. I should have been walled his ass. Two, I'm not a stone cold. I'm not taking my ball and going home. I'm already at home. I'm taking my rightful possession. And don't get me started on Steve. He wasn't that great. So let's get into business as we should. It's like, guys, it's just that simple. If you're my friends, you truly understand. I'm gonna take what's rightfully mine, and maybe the smile will come back. The intros will come back. We got a new logo. The regular logo will come back. You know,
2.0.
Actually, no, I might just keep it that logo. It's fantastic. I love it. I love it to death. So the business at hand, a lot of it. Owen Hart is All Elite. It is. It was made public a couple days ago that AEW is partnering with the Owen Hart Foundation, ran by his wife and his children, and I guess it includes merchandise. I think they said he's going to be in the video game. They're going to do a tournament. Winner is going to win what is going to be called the Owen. Brandon and I talked about this on In the Click. Brandon, I want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, it's just another like little tiny thing that AEW just gets right. Now, let's be honest, this probably would have never happened with WWE just because of all the different circumstances that happened over there. But, you know, it's like not a big deal. but it's also like a pretty big deal because just getting Owen, he means a lot to so many of just the wrestlers and also the fans, and being able to just honor him and just, you know, kind of keep him around, so to speak, and just have him kind of, you know, in the ethos of AEW. It's a nice touch. I mean, people forget that Bret Hart was on that Double or Nothing show to kind of unveil the championship. So the Hart family has some ties to AEW right now. And I'm excited to see what they can do in the future.
Yeah, it's interesting. Brian, go.
I don't want to be controversial, but I have to ask. Is this Martha's way of sticking it to the World Wrestling Entertainment? Is this her way of saying, you know what?
You know what, guys. People, yeah, no, say it, because people are afraid to say it.
Yeah. You know?
She's sticking it to Vincent Kennedy McMahon. I'll say it.
I believe she is.
I fear no man, woman, child, being, entity. I fear no one, nothing. I'll say it. Jesus Christ. If I could be serious for a moment, shut up, Landstorm. There's some of that there. We all know it. We're not stupid, you know. Yeah, I mean, Vince's quote unquote biggest competition in what, or alleged competition, what, like 20 years, and she goes over there and wants to do a partnership with them. Yeah, I mean, there's some of that there, whether people want to admit it or not.
And you could say that it was Brody Lee's death and how everybody handled that and how everyone in the back is together and happy and it's a locker room and everyone respects and all. You can talk about all that. You talk about how much Tony Khan may have loved Owen and how much of a historian he is and so on and so on. You can talk about that. But let's not forget, Owen Hart, that man's WWE no matter what.
Yeah, here's the thing. When they do a tribute package, what are they going to air?
Video game footage?
Like, what are they going to air? The Canadian Stampede? All right, sure. Cool. You're going to pull a Dark Side of the Ring and just crop out the logo? Which, we're going to talk about Dark Side of the Ring. I think they need to be sued. I said it. Yeah, Brandon, how do you think they're going to do with the video package of Owen Hart? A lot of stills. There's going to be a lot of still photos.
There's going to be a lot of stills. There's going to be a lot of Stampede and a lot of Japanese footage.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Brandon, take it away with Dark Side of the Ring, Plane Ride from Hell. We've all seen it.
I've seen it. Philip, have you seen it?
Of course I've seen it.
Brian, have you seen it?
Absolutely.
Whatever you're eating, hot Cheetos or whatever.
Absolutely.
What's the meal of the day? What's the meal of the day?
It's Cheetos Crunchy Flaming Hot. I have to say on the record, I have passed. Like, I used to not be able to eat these a whole bag because it's so hot. I can do it now. Finally, I can do it. They're delicious, but I did see it.
Those aren't that hot now. I mean, the black bag, like the extra, extra hot. I mean, that's barely even hot. Like that, what you're eating tastes like water. It's just blah.
I've never had the black bag.
Mm-hmm. We have to do like a live reaction of you eating the black bag.
Well, look, has one chip challenge coming soon. Whoever gets the least amount of predictions right have to do that.
So, yes, the Plane Ride from Hell, Brennan, tell us.
Oh, yes, there's a Plane Ride from Hell, new Dark Side of the Ring season, or at least part of the season, aired last week on Thursday, I believe, and they just went through the Plane Ride from Hell. They had Jim Ross, RVD, Just Incredible, Kyoto. They had, you know, a bunch of people involved. And, you know, if you guys probably know about what everyone's talking about, the big thing is Ric Flair. You know, the infamous story of Ric Flair walking around the plane naked with nothing but his robe on. I've heard that story, and then it came to light. They had the stewardess, the stewardess, you know, the assistant, whatever, who kind of helps out on the plane. She was interviewed, and she talked about how Rick apparently, allegedly, kind of pinned her up against, not like, you know, forcefully pinned her, but like kind of cornered her in the back of the plane and kind of, you know, sexually assaulted her, sexually harassed. There's a lot of different ways you could possibly say this, but I, you know, a naked Ric Flair approaching the stewardess unwanted. You know, some things have come out. Tommy Dreamer, also kind of the big heel of the episode, coming out very much defending Rick, talking about council culture and stuff like that. He's been suspended from Impact. He came out and did one of those, you know, terrible forever who I'm offended apologies, which is not really an apology. You're just, you know, just trying to cover your ass. But anyways, Philip, your thoughts on the dark side of the ring and just kind of everything that came out.
Okay, so I mean, I've never heard like detailed stories. I've only heard three things. Like Flair was like naked in a robe, Kurt and Vince wrestled a little bit, and then Brock and Perfect, you know, scrambled a little bit. That's those are the only things I've ever heard. Watching this, I'm like, yo, what? Whatever Flair did, and it's crazy. This, I mean, this probably actually happened, but he, honest to God, probably really doesn't even remember because he was probably that intoxicated. That, you know, that's terrible. Tommy Dreamer, I don't know what the hell you were thinking, my guy. Comparing your haircut to alleged sexual assault? Like, what? Like, why would you do that? Who does that? Who does that? Brock and the Brock flashing Terry Runnels and her being told to no sell it. I'm like, yo, what? That's wild. That's really wild to me. Yeah, just a lot of interesting tidbits here. But my real question is, guys, there's a lot of stuff missing. There's a lot of stuff missing from this. Vince wasn't just sitting up there the whole time. He had the Kit Kat Thins. Oh, Jesus, I see him. Little thin boy. little thick boy. Little slim thick boy.
Slim thick.
Man, you slim thick. But you're cute. I mean, but yeah, Vince wasn't sitting up there the whole time. You know, Kurt and Taker both tell the story of, you know, Vince messing with Kurt. They shoot Russell for a little bit, and then Taker chokes out Kurt because he thought he was like legit trying to hurt the boss. So where's Taker? Where's Kurt Angle? Looking at the roster, they couldn't get Steve Austin. He's been on Dark Side of the Ring before. You know, where's a lot of the other people that were on that plane and on that card? Jericho does narrations for him. I'm sure he was on that pay-per-view. Where's he at? You know,
I'm trying to get canceled.
I have a lot of questions, man. I have a lot of questions. They left a lot of stuff out.
Yeah. I also wonder where's Dustin at, because, you know, Dark Side of the Ring has a little bit of a tie with AEW, and it's kind of one of those same things. Like, Dustin Goldust was one of the people who they really talked about, especially with Terry, because Dustin kind of professed his love and, like, sang a sad song on the intercom. So that's another one that I was like, I wonder why they didn't reach out, or at least do, like, the lower third, like, oh, we reached out, but he declined the comment or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Where was Booker T? You know, like where's a lot of these guys that were on this pay per view? Huh?
AEW is in cahoots. That's why Dustin wasn't on there to speak his mind and tell his truth. They're in cahoots. You know what? You know, what I really want to know. X-Pac, where are you at, brother? Come on, Sean. Talk about it. You got a podcast. Say your piece.
Hey, he cut Ace's ponytail off. I thought that was funny. Scott Hall being inebriated like that's no surprise. Yeah. It was an interesting episode. I mean, RVD, you know, I mean, he has no reason to lie. I guess, you know, he just spoke his truth. I noticed how they got people that either weren't signed anywhere. Or, I mean, I guess the only person that was actually signed somewhere is, like, what? Well, I mean, Jim Ross, he's a commentator, and then you have, like, what, Dreamer, and that was really it?
You know, RVD is on social media defending Ric Flair. I don't think a lot of people are talking about it, though.
I didn't know this. I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah, he's, like, every now and then replying to certain tweets and defending Ric Flair in a way. And see, I feel like there's pro wrestlers who, no matter what they do, they can never be, you know, like they're up here on this pedestal no matter what.
The perfect example, you know, we all know what Hogan did, and then there are the morons out there who still love him. Yeah,
there
I called you a moron. Yeah, I don't give a damn if he was your favorite.
That's right.
If Cena did something like that, he'd be canceled on site. TOS, terminate on site.
terminated.
Yeah. So, Dark, you have another thing. You have another thing. Go ahead.
I have something else.
All right. What is it?
Here's my honest opinion on Flair.
Oh, God.
Listen, what he did was wrong, and it was bad. It was horrible. And allegedly. What he allegedly did, sorry, is bad and it's horrible. But what I don't like about this whole situation is that the story's been told several times. I get it. Some people don't know or didn't know, but it's been told several times, and I feel like fans or people, you got to pay attention. This story's been told several times. I feel like unless it's on Dark Side of the Ring, people don't really care about it. Because, I mean, Flair, when you talk about the gimmick and Space Mountain and all, what y'all thought he was? You didn't think that none of... I'm just saying, right? I mean, are Space
you,
Mountain.
Are you basically saying you thought this was a game?
No.
is that what you're saying? Yeah, man. No. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, I just feel like.
Yeah, it's weird. And then you look at the ramifications, you know, Dustin gone, Scott Hall gone, Perfect gone. Brock, because he was the up and coming guy. Flair, he was made for like 20 years before this even happened. So, of course, nothing was going to happen to him.
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
There it is.
And JR even talked about it. Like, you know, Ric Flair's on a certain pedestal. Scott Hall, Perfect, all those guys, you know, they're quote unquote, you know, they can be gone. But Ric Flair, I guess, is on a different. And that, you know, this is just something we see like in quote unquote cancel culture all the time. It's like there's some people that are like just deserted and they just get cut off and we never see them again. But then there's also some other ones who are kind of big enough or famous enough that like they're still around, or it's even just like their audience still likes them, even though kind of everybody else around them hates them. So Ric Flair's come out, he's made some statements and everything like that. And it's just, it's still something to like wait and like see what happens, but it's like, it was 20 years ago, the judicial system and the settlements have already happened. So, and there's rumors maybe AEW is trying to sign him to get him with Andrade. I just don't know what's going to be going on.
How they find this flight attendant? That's what I want to know.
They had to pull up on her.
Man, they be finding people out of the woodworks. You feel me? Like, yeah. like the Gino Hernandez one. How'd they find his mom? Yeah, bro, like I'm trying to. They the FBI for real, for real.
They really are.
All right, let's talk about SmackDown real quick. Big E, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He's the champion of the world. That's still cool. That's so cool to see. He and Prince Balor defeat the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the Usos. Thoughts on the match, guys? Brandon?
A good, solid match. I mean, we're seeing it right now that, you know, they're really putting Big E like in these prominent positions. Balor, the Demon. We're going to preview it. But, you know, it's good, solid stuff right now, but there's like the Brock cloud kind of hanging over everything.
Yep. Brian, we talked about it on the recap last week, but you know, quick thoughts, let the BC universe know.
Yeah. I loved the fact that, you know what, I just recorded a whole like predictions episode for Extreme Rules. I know we're gonna do one here, but I have to say this. What's up with the Usos just forgetting about the Street Profits? Like, they getting involved with other people, beef and drama. And you know what I'm saying? Like, what you mean?
Don't worry about that side business. You handled the real business at hand. You helped the head of the Jesus Christ. Sorry. You helped the head of the table. I saw a thirst trap. I'm sorry. But yeah, you helped the head of the table.
WWE champion and Finn Balor picking up a victory over the tag team champions is very, very nice. It's all right. It's good. Spontaneous. Balor, man, I'm afraid. I'll get into a little bit more why I'm afraid later.
Seth Rollins, fantastic promo.
Yes.
He says he and Edge, you know, it has to end. It has to end. So they're going to do a third one. Hopefully, let it be like a TLC or something. That'd be cool.
Or maybe an Extreme Rules match.
Well, they're not booked for Extreme Rules.
Extreme maybe Crown Rules. Everybody Jewel. Extreme Rules.
They, man, that would be a big match for Saudi. Yep.
Thoughts on I know the they want to hear on this day.
I see clearly.
But a Blood Money match because they're a Blood Bunny.
Absolutely. So, Brennan, thoughts on the promo of Sethy Drip Drip?
Yeah, I mean, Seth, fantastic promo from Seth. You know, he's kind of developed his character a little bit to, you know, kind of step a little bit away from kind of the crazy zany over the top guy that he used to be. And, you know, I've really enjoyed the dynamic between Seth and Edge. I think they've done a good work in the match they had last week was phenomenal. So, you know, maybe running it back one more time, pushing it, but I think they can still get enough juice out of it.
Yes, yes, yes. I know Brandon doesn't like the cult speak, but we're going to have our own cult speak here in the Bullet Cast universe. Anytime we refer to Seth Rollins, he would now be known as Sethy Drip Drip. You understand?
Yes. Sethy Drip Drip. He's going to be on the newest episode of what is it? The Stone Cold. Y'all know what it is.
Oh, the Broken Skull Sessions.
There we go.
Oh, that's well, right. Yeah. This is still a better show, but I mean, I'm just saying. You know, I mean,
way better show.
Yeah, like Austin, who did he ever beat?
Ooh.
Who?
I can tell you who beat him. I can tell you who beat him.
Roman's a bigger draw.
Philip, I can tell you who beat Stone Cold.
Who?
Your friend.
That's right. My
friend
Chris Jericho beat him and the biggest movie star in the world in the same night to become the what? The undisputed world champion. Come on, bro. Come on. Bianca Belair has a segment in her hometown. Shout out Glenn Jacobs, Kane, Knox County Mayor. She's given the key to the county, which is more important than the key to the city. And Becky, she interrupts her. Honestly, this segment would have been good if Becky had hit her with the key. I wanted to see somebody get hit with the giant key. What's up with your girl, Brandon? Give me that Becky, huh?
Hey, don't wait. Are you just going to come here to steal all my gimmicks? You stole the Lance Storm gimmick. Now you're stealing Give Me That Becky.
I mean, the Lance Storm gimmick. I'm Canadian. I can do that.
Pretty sure.
I'm Canadian. I can do that.
You stole my Lance Storm.
You stupid bitch. Americans can't do that. I can.
Brandon's the Canadian Destroyer, though.
It's a disgrace to my people.
Says, where does Lance Storm live?
I can't just give out that. Whoa.
Does he live in the States or does he live in Canada?
I can't just be giving out locations like that, bro.
I have no idea, but I'm just going to assume he lives in America.
Someone who's so close to the head of the table can't do things like that. Right, Philip?
I know. Like I told you, my seat's like four seats away.
four seats away.
We're having dinner when SmackDown's here in 2 weeks, man. Yeah, Brian, we should probably get some tickets.
We should.
let's do that today. But yeah, Brandon, what are your thoughts on this?
Good promo or good segment, just kind of feel good segment with Bianca in the hometown, home county, I guess, crowd. And Becky's just full on her Conor McGregor-ish right now. She's just dressing ridiculous. She's just full, you know, Irish arrogant right now. And it's, you know, when she first turned heel, I was like, why is she doing this? There's no way they're going to get her to boo. But she's just been so ridiculous that she's doing a great job.
Speaking of Conor McGregor, did you see that first pitch?
If you follow Curveballs and Churchills on Instagram, they reposted it.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
Am I going to leave this meeting again because they're going to discriminate?
Curveballs and chair shots.
What did I tell you guys when this first happened? I'm here to crush your heroes. I'm here to say the truth about all the things you like.
And the things you love.
Yeah.
Mr. X likes us, and that's all that matters.
Well, hey, that's Mr. Right. X isn't happy with me after some things I said about Cincinnati.
Exactly. Uh-oh. So Mr. X,
I'll let you read that one, Brandon.
You just want to defect and just, you know, come on over to Curveballs and Chair Shots. We're just going to start a full-on war. Let's do it. We got Mr. X. No more graphics for you, Philip.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this right now. It'll be like the WWE TNA war. Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. X is our AJ Styles.
I don't know.
Shout out to Mr. X.
Shout out, Mr. X. Love that guy. Yeah.
It's not a city.
Let's just move on from all of it. Jesus. Outside of the ring, West Coast Pro, you know, one of the local Bay Area indies, they're starting their own training academy. It's going to be out in Pacifico. The head trainer is going to be Vinny Massaro. He was trained by Mike Modis and other greats like that. One of the other trainers will be friend of the show, Levi Shapiro. So, yeah, man, what do you got? What do you guys thoughts about that? That's probably going to be the best training spot in the Bay, to be honest.
What's up, Philip? You not gonna be a trainer?
I mean, look. My wrestling season's coming up. I'm gonna be busy, you know, doing some other things. But if they need me to go over there and run a promo class or two, I will. I'll do that. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, because I'm the what? I'm the what? The microphone messiah.
That's right.
The MGV, the GSE. None of y'all can do this like me.
The smile's coming back, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, bro. You know what GSE stands for? Huh? Brandon, you know what GSE stands for? Do you?
GSE?
Yeah.
The greatest, sexiest Eskimo.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Cute ones with the
It's the greatest show on earth, bro. Come on.
That sounds a lot better than greatest, sexiest Eskimo. But yeah, pretty sure if you type that in on the internet, you'll probably find something. Let us know.
Brian, let us know. No, don't actually type it in Discord.
put on the VPN first. Don't want the government coming after you.
Yeah. Inside of the ring, Juicy Finau made his TV debut. He did, I think it was a Primetime Live that he did some stuff for. I did it again.
Again.
Come on, bro. Damn, I'm telling y'all. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. Congratulations to Roderick Strong on winning the NXT Cruiserweight Championship. Diamond Mine got some gold, some silverware. Because it's, yeah, you know what I mean. Congratulations, right?
Absolutely. Roderick Strong deserves this.
Yes. Brandon, any thoughts about Roderick Strong and the Cruiserweight title win?
Good for him. I think he's doing maybe as a whole better in Diamond Mine than with Undisputed Era, just because he's able to be more of the focal point. Not saying what he did in Undisputed Era was trash, but nice to see Roderick Strong be thriving. Yep.
Ivy Nile with the Superman punch off the steel steps to Kushida. Did she get an approval for that?
I have confirmation there was an approval.
I have confirmation. As long as she don't hit the spear, and we all right.
Defy Mad Kingdom is this weekend. It's Saturday. One of the big matches is Christopher Daniels' first match back since, you know, that bloody war with the Young Bucks. He's wrestling Titus Alexander.
Yes!
I did it again.
Again!
We talked about it, and boom. I mean, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
It's definitely coming.
We're going to talk about this in that, but it's coming.
Y'all stay tuned, because it's definitely coming. I can feel it. The energy, the waves, the electricity running through my body.
You feel it. All right, let's get into this day in wrestling. Mega Powers formed on this day in 1987. Raw on this day in 1996. Your mom's favorite, Johnny Bebe.
Yes.
Won the Intercontinental Championship 25 years ago today.
White strap?
Yes, it was the white strap, baby.
Yes.
Scott Norton wins the IWGP title on this day in 1998. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. I'm getting text messages.
Was he contracted under WCW at this time?
He might have been.
I think he was.
He might have been.
Oh, 98. Yeah, of course. Of course he was.
Unforgiven 2001. I think Stone Cold beat Kurt Angle for the WWE title or vice versa. Raw on this day in 2002. The Un-Americans lost the tag titles to Kane and Hurricane. Matt Hardy's 46. Kyrie Zane is 33. And Angel Garza's 29.
Yo, Garza's young. Kari is young. They should not be. Well, I know Kari doing her thing, but Garza too young to be sitting in the back and catering. It was lovely. It was lovely to see him in the ring this week.
I know. Great.
Matt Hardy, go to bed.
Satnam Singh is All Elite. How do you guys feel about that?
Who?
Who?
Dallas Mavericks guy.
Mark Cuban?
No. The tall Indian basketball player. How do you guys feel about that?
Good to see them snatch him out of WWE's grasp.
Brian, how do you feel?
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know who that is.
What? I thought you guys were the sports guys.
Well, obviously, if he ain't in the NBA anymore and he's doing wrestling, then obviously he didn't turn out that well.
Yeah. What is this?
Now, once they sign, you know, some real stars.
Enos Kanter.
Oh, man. What is going on with these emails? They're not popping up. Okay, so Dan and fan mail. Dan says the Raw main event was excellent, and I actually really enjoyed the show this week. WWE, we need more of this. Yeah, I mean, Raw was cool. Thoughts on that, real quick? Huh, guys?
Hmm?
Thoughts?
What?
Thoughts?
Thoughts and prayers go out to.
Thoughts and prayers go out to who? What are you talking about?
Can you repeat that for me? I was kind of checking.
Enjoyed Raw.
Oh, Raw. I thought
it was a good show. They're giving away a lot, but don't know how long it can last. But for what it was, it was enjoyable.
No, they're not giving away a lot. It's a sample size. It's all right.
I mean, they let Roman Reigns wrestle twice, which I mean,
it equals ratings. Ratings.
Listen, by the time.
But we don't care about ratings.
By the time this comes out, my Extreme Rules prediction over within the ropes will be out. So make sure y'all check that out. I said this on there.
Oh, my God.
I said this. I said that on Raw, what should have happened was the Street Profits should have showed up and got in the face of the Usos, who were occupied getting in business that doesn't. Y'all ain't got no beef with New Day. That's Roman problem. Roman and Big E. Okay, while you're sitting here not paying it, it's funny because Big E told Paul Heyman that they're, you know, not paying enough attention to Finn and putting all their focus on Roman. Well, the Usos are not paying attention to the Street Profits. And if I was the Profits, I'd feel disrespected and I would have showed up on Monday Night Raw to make a statement that you are not going to overlook us and we are not going to be, okay, taken like we just some punks.
Pretty much. Robert Walker says, Phillip saying he could beat up Minoru Suzuki is a take I can't unhear. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know. Well, I mean, what is he stupid? Like, does he not know? Does he not know? Look, I'm going to put it to you like this. Give me Suzuki. Give me Ospreay. Give me Riddle. Give me Kenny. Give me all your other little indie darlings. Give me Nick Gage, MDK. Give me all of the New Japan roster, except Ishii and the Bullet Club, and I will knock each and every single one of their asses down.
Stretch them out.
Come on. Be Stu Hart in this piece. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What else do we have? Alfie Lewis, I heard Excalibur say that New York was AEW country. Thoughts on this?
Wow.
No.
No.
They should have fired Excalibur after, you know, the racial stuff came out, but no. TK likes to look the other way, and you know, given the way he books black talent, we see it. Yeah, no, WWE country all day. That's what New York is.
In fact, now if we talking about, I mean, honestly, you can't even say the city or the state. What? Okay, y'all was in Queens. They did their thing. Ooh, like cool. Like y'all ain't conquered the garden.
Man, y'all can have that little place in Jacksonville. You know? Brandon, what are your thoughts on this?
Just a cheeky little nod to that New York is a fun wrestling city, and they were able to sell it to 20,000 plus. Good for them. And Excalibur, a cool venue.
Excalibur, he's a terrible announcer. Terrible commentator.
Can I say something real quick? This is just, you know, I don't know if you guys saw the tweet from Eric Bischoff.
Oh God.
I'm gonna read it here on the air. He said, in my experience and getting a glimpse into Vince McMahon's personality, he's happiest and most effective when he's in a fight. Bleep just got real last night. Strap in. This is going to be a fun ride. And Bully Ray said, correct Amundo.
Look, man. Those are two guys that both lost to Vince. No. Y'all don't want this war, man. Y'all don't want this war.
They don't want it.
Kenny Omega going to be the developmental champion if Vince wins another war. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't want this.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, bro. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that Kenny match. I got a lot of things to say.
Oh, I do too. Yes.
Yeah. I know Brandon's going to try to defend it all. So here we go.
It probably felt like Hogan and Rock to Brandon last night.
Hootie Hoo 420.
Booty who? Yes!
Mates, I get it. Mates, Raw was this week as Booker T.
Stevie T?
Booker T would say, good. Yeah, Booker. Booker, I love you. You're not the one I'm upset with. But I have to ask, why did Phillip lose his smile? And what are the thoughts... and what are your thoughts, Brandon and Brian, who is a great addition to the show, I might add. Oh, wow. He puts you over, man. He puts you over. Yeah, you. I don't know about your hosting abilities, but he puts you over.
What are you talking about? My hosting abilities is fantastic.
So what are your guys' thoughts
on... One might say, good.
Yeah. What are your guys' thoughts on the way I've been acting? And be very smart with what you say. Huh?
Well, you know, we covered it early on the podcast. You're going through some things, Philip, understandably so. And, you know, sometimes when you're like in an emotional state, sometimes you change. Your thinking patterns are different. Not saying it's good or bad. It's just different. And we're here. We're evolving here on the Bullet Cast. That's why we got Brian. You know, we're doing big things. So, you know, maybe losing your smile might not be good in the short term, maybe in the long term. It's beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
Okay. All right. And Brad is Day X.
Mr. X.
Brandon, I sent you the first two. Why don't you read those?
Okay, we'll read Mr. X's question because apparently that's my gimmick now. So first off, I just wanted to say that I feel like I destroyed my beautiful creation when Philip asked me to, quote unquote, update the BC logo. Damn, my need for monetary compensation for design work. So Mr. X, apparently maybe not the biggest fan of the new BC logo, even though it is still his creation.
It's probably the best logo we've ever had. I can honestly say that. And we've had a lot of logos in our 4.5 years, but I think this is the best one. Brian, what are your thoughts on the new logo?
I have to say that white made it pop. you know what I'm saying?
Hey, we like a little Tay. We pop out at your party. You feel me?
Woo-hoo! Yes, I love it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what else did he say?
About this whole Keith Lee thing, I have no problem with honoring the legends of the past like Bearcat Wright, but it feels like they're trying to force something onto him with this new Bearcat nickname. Why can't they just keep Keith what he does? As the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So what are your guys' thoughts on him coming out pre-show dark match as Keith Bearcat Lee? Or is it Bearcat Keith Lee? I think it was in the middle.
It's one of the two. We're honoring a legend. You know, he beat Freddie Blassie for a heavyweight title. I don't know if he's officially recognized as a Black World Champion. I'm going to have to do some digging. But hey, man, Bearcat Wright, he was a tremendous talent, a great worker during the civil rights movement going on into the 70s and whatnot. I like it. You know, I'm all about paying homage to the history of the business. Brian.
Yeah, I think I'm with that. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But to be fair, I think Keith Lee is kind of broken right now. Like, he gets no reaction when he does show up on Monday Night Raw.
When was the last time he was on Raw?
He got beat up by Cross, right?
Yeah, it was like 4 weeks ago or something like that.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
I mean, I like it. You know, if I was on commentary, I'd make the Bearcat thing sound cool. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, get rid of Jimmy Smith and give me a call. But I like it.
Would he have to change up the look?
Apparently, the beard's coming back.
Okay.
So, you know, it's, you know, he's going to start looking like a Bearcat. No, Brian, I'll send you the third question that you can read for Mr. X.
Oh.
Yep.
I get it. Oh.
Okay. Don't mess up.
All right. I won't. Mr. X, right? Mr. X? Hi, Mr. X. With WWE building up this Survivor Series match between Big E and Roman so early, could they possibly be unifying the titles to create one champion for both shows like the early days of the brand split?
No more titles, as Brandon would say.
Damn right. No more titles. No capes and no titles.
Capes? Where are capes coming? What are you talking about?
I'm putting capes on apes, and I skate about my cake.
Oh, whose bar was that?
I don't know. Some stuff I saw on YouTube.
Oh, whose bar was that? I mean, it was better than anything on Donda, but whose bar was that?
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, that felt like an unnecessary shot.
That was unnecessary.
What are you, bro? What did I say?
Let me stop laughing. Hold on.
Yeah, Strictly for the Culture is going to come after you.
I mean, we all know Montero way better than Drake's album.
That Montero fire.
Bro, let me tell y'all something. Do you know Drake just broke another record?
Another one?
Bro, so he just broke he has 10 hits in the top, Billboard 100 or something. And that record was set by what? He just broke Michael Jackson's record that was set like almost 40 years ago. So that record's been like intact for like 39 years and Drake just broke it. Come on, bro.
I've been told he has more slaps than the Beatles, dog.
I mean, Drake does have more slaps than the Beatles. You already know that. You already know. But he can't be Michael. Mother, I know. I know he can't be Michael, but I'm just saying. You know, Drake
I mean, is Tyler, the Creator album is pretty good as well.
Who did he ever beat, bro? No one. No one. Tyler, the Creator, trash. Earl Sweatshirt, trash.
Whoa.
Donda, hot garbage. Yeah, I said it. What else? Who else you like? Huh? Huh? Don't get me started on Chappelle and Wayne. Yeah.
Birdman said when asked a question about who Wayne could go one-on-one with in a versus, Birdman said Tunchi. Wayne versus Tunchi, because can't nobody else go up to him. What you think about that?
Birdman's an idiot. Let's start. Put some respect on my name. Your name's not worth a dime. No respect's gonna be put on it. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. So yeah, I mean, unify like the title.
I'd like to see a Wayne versus Tunchi.
Yeah, so unify the championships. I think that'd be great. Yeah.
Really, at Survivor Series?
Why not, man? Make it feel really big. I mean, look, I've always said, if the big gold is not going to be around, then we don't need two titles.
Unify all the titles then.
Whoa. We need to keep the US and the IC. We need to keep those.
Well, yeah, keep those. Respectable. Keep those.
Yeah. But, you know, let's have, yeah, man, why not? A set of tag champs.
And end the brand split.
Well,
that's already
coming. Oh, okay, wait.
I don't know about that.
Brandon, what do you think? End brand split or no?
No, I mean, I just think from what we've seen the past few weeks that it's coming.
No.
Either they're going to end the brand split or so
they're going to have gonna a draft, then end the brand split. Doesn't make any sense.
No. Either they're going to surprise us and Vince is going to rip the script and the draft is going to turn into everyone going to be able to go on the shows. Or maybe they will. Maybe they'll merge the championships, like you said, and then the champions are the only ones who can go back and forth between shows.
Yes.
Is that weird?
No, that's fine. Let them float. That's cool.
Then
we have this conversation every Survivor Series, and it never happens.
Yeah, we do have this conversation like every year. Yeah.
But then where would the champions go when they're not champions anymore?
They stay on whatever show they're actually assigned.
You have the champion on, let's just say the champion's on Raw, doing his thing, her thing. You know, face of the number one contender, and then on the other brand, you build up a number one contender, and it just goes back and forth.
Yeah,
I like that.
Let's go back to the territory days where we float. Like you work a program with somebody for like two pay per views. It's like 2 months, 2.5 months. All right, you're done with this territory for a little bit. Then you go to the next one. Boom, boom, boom. Then you go back. You know, let's do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Mr. Rex also says, if you had the chance, what would you do in the Vince McMahon Kiss My Ass Club? I mean, these guys are already part of the Philip Antoine Kiss My Ass Club. So you can join the Vince McMahon Kiss My Ass Club.
No video of that exists. So
pucker up, boys. Pucker up. Get the CarMax ready. Yeah.
I need that check first.
Oh, no, I'm doing this for free. It'd be an honor.
Like, who? Yeah, I need that thing to cash out first before I even go to get some CarMax.
What? Are you kidding me? You'd rather join the Tony Khan Kiss My Ass Club?
Me and Brandon trying to get paid.
Everyone has a price, as friend of the podcast once said.
Yes, yes. Brian, you can read the last one from Mr. X.
Last one from Mr. X. All right. He says, and I quote, if I heard correctly last week, Philip said he had some thoughts about Cincinnati. That's cool. I have some thoughts about some things as well, like Suzuki's Gotch pile driver is 1,000 times more impressive than Edge's spear. That's right. Facts. You heard me.
Oh, Mr. Rex, I respect you, man. I don't want to bury your city, bro. I've been to the Nasty Natty. They call it that for a reason. Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. X said, you think you know me?
No. Nah, man, Cincinnati smell like spoiled fish and soup, bro.
Oh,
good guy. Smell like week old clam chowder, bro. Come on.
Yikes.
Jesus Christ. Cleveland, far better. Far better. I'll say that. Yes. Suzuki's finisher's trash, bro. It's garbage. It is garbage. Edge's spear. There's psychology behind the spear. God, why do y'all do this? Why do y'all do this?
Mr. X, you can hear your grievances on cripples and chair shots tomorrow.
Brandon, don't get me started.
I'm already unfiltered because you know we can really cuss on the podcast. So you know,
yeah.
Just let it fly, Mr. X.
Hey, let me come on.
Safe
there.
Space on Friday.
Let me come on there, man. Boy. Jesus. I'm trying to contain myself, guys. All right, let's go. Let's go into Monday Night Raw. So the Bloodline, Roman Reigns, trailed by the Usos, the Universal and WWE Tag Team Champ. Bro, what's the red glove? Come on. They defeat the New Day. Beautiful match. Loved it. Bobby Lashley coming out, spearing every and anybody, looking like an absolute badass. Yeah, you people. Oh, my God. He's going to be booked terribly since he lost the WWE Championship. Shut up. You riddles don't know this business. You riddles don't know sports entertainment.
Not at all.
Yeah, come on, bro. Come on. Yeah. Thoughts on the Bloodline versus the New Day?
I guess it's no disqualification in a six-man tag match. I missed that part. I didn't read that part of the rule book.
Well, I mean, Roman's ahead of the table. He can make any rules he wants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there no countouts in Kenny Omega versus Bryan Danielson?
Oh, don't. Hey, I'm trying to save it.
Okay. Let me chill.
Try to save it.
Bloodline. New Day. Now, I'll be fair. I did the whole referee. That was a little weird. I initially thought, though, oh, that's fine. It's not like he's beating up someone who's the legal man, right? But then I thought, but they're still a part of the match. But then I thought, like, he's not beating up the legal man, so it should be fine. Hey,
he beat up everybody, so it's equal opportunity ass whoopings.
Bobby Lashley's rated E for everyone.
Ooh.
Everyone can get these hands now that's
Bob E. Lashley.
Come on, bro. Just like my takes are rated E for everybody. Everyone. Everybody going to get it. You know what? Maybe I should do what does Strictly for the Culture say? Salt sermons from the Mike Messiah?
Yeah.
bro, y'all not ready for him, bro.
You got to have Jeff Hardy's theme music playing in the background when you do them.
Oh my God. I should do that. Who's ready for salt sermons with the Mike Messiah, baby? Yeah, there we go. There we go. Moving on from that, and the main event, Roman Reigns defeats Big E and Bobby Lashley in a blockbuster main event. There was chaos. It was physical. Big men are throwing each other all over the place. There was agility. It was a car wreck, and I loved it. I need this on every episode of Raw. I don't care. I don't care who. As long as it's a car wreck, I don't care who. Lily and Charlie. If it's a car wreck, I'll enjoy it. Yeah, yeah. Brandon, what are your thoughts on the main event of Monday Night Raw? This was the biggest match of the week, in my opinion.
Stellar biggest. Main event. Big meaty men slapping meat. Just what Big E wants. Big E did not get the win here. He was quote unquote protected by. Kind of throughout the entire show, Big E was not exactly like getting one up on Roman, but he was definitely kind of, you know, getting his offense, and he was doing some things in both the tag match and in the triple threat. So definitely they are protecting Big E that way, which I don't know if Big E is the one to ultimately beat Reigns, but he's getting a lot of good reactions from the crowd. Maybe not now at Survivor Series, but at somewhere down the line, next year's SummerSlam, next year's WrestleMania. I don't know, but Big E showing some promise that he could be the guy to beat Roman. But overall, the match was fun. It was good, you know, stars, quote unquote, you know, everyone, you know, loves everyone, and Roman gets the win as he should, because he's just the head of the table, and he's the big dog, and he's protected, and he's the champion.
Protected? He's not protected. He just wins. He knows how to win. That's just that simple.
He's protecting himself by winning again and again.
Okay. Brian.
Collins, LeVar Ball.
Thoughts? You. Yes, yeah. You, Brian.
Okay, I'm done.
Yes,
I'm done.
Me. Thoughts? Reigns. E. Lashley. I was a little not disappointed, but I was like, oh man, I was expecting Big E to beat Lashley, to pin Lashley. You want to know what's protected? The big ending. That is protected. They had to, Big E had to, or Lashley had to stop or
break it up with a chair, yeah.
Break it up, yeah. That had to be broken up twice, okay. In one night, Big E was finna finish them both, but I thought Big E was gonna put Lashley away, maybe to set up, you know, a little something further their story. But look, man, Roman Reigns, he's the biggest star in the world, and you gotta have him win on the biggest wrestling show. On Monday nights.
The biggest wrestling show of the week.
Every week.
We could get one viewer and we're still the biggest show of the week. Yeah. Mm. Y'all can run shows in your little tennis stadium. Hey, you know what I noticed though? For real? Roman, so like, ever since he started wearing the Bloodline shirt and it says We the Ones on the back with the finger pointing up, he started. You see, yep. It's little things like that that Kenny Omega can't do. Come on, bro.
We the ones.
He really just started throwing up a finger. That's it. And it means something. Come on, man. Come on. I'm trying to tell y'all.
And y'all thought that the Bloodline was going to break up, that Roman was going to do his family dirty.
Look. Jay had to go through what he had to go through to fall in line. Mm-hmm. Now, Jimmy was smart. He smartened up because he saw what happened to his brother. He didn't want to go through that. Mm-mm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tell us about the best woman's segment of the week, Brian.
The greatest women's segment of the week, probably of the month, okay? The Queen City. Charlotte Flair. Attended the playground, if you will. Alexa Bliss. This was fantastic. This was great. Blow for blow, bar for bar. You had your insults. Alexa Bliss looked great. Charlotte always looks great. I mean, who are we kidding, right? Listen.
We got Ric Flair and Bray Wyatt references in this promo.
Yes. Yes, we did. And it hurt a little bit. The Bray Wyatt one was like... But it has to be said, this is sports entertainment. Okay? Nothing's off limits. You got to say what you want, say what you feel. It's got to feel right. And it felt right at that moment in time. It's coming out of both of their mouths. It did. Now, let me say something. All right. Dave Meltzer reported that 1,500 people got up and left, not to go get drinks and food. They got up and actually left the building. Now, let me tell you something. If you believe that they got up during this segment when everyone was in, like, into it, let alone before your triple threat, big heavyweight matchup, people really just going to leave before seeing Reigns, Big E, and Lashley?
Look, the fact that people really still listen to this dude is it's asinine. He's not that great. He's not great. He doesn't know what he's talking about. These quote unquote wrestling journalists don't know what they're talking about, honestly. I'll say it.
I feel like Charlotte Flair, I've said this before many times, she elevates, she lifts her opponent up. She puts them for a short period of time on her level. Because if she couldn't, she might as well retire.
But we gotta win like 8 more titles before that happens.
We got maybe even 10.
Maybe even another dirty dozen.
Ooh. Give her that 24.
Kobe.
Hello. Listen, I feel like we're gonna see a good match at Extreme Rules.
We are.
I feel like Alexa Bliss is bringing out some of the best of Charlotte on the mic as of late. You know, it feels good to have an opponent that Charlotte doesn't have to work so hard to, you know, make look good. She don't gotta work that hard. Now she's still making Alexa look good, but she don't have to work that hard to make it look good. Cause Alexa is Alexa. She's a former champion. She knows. Now she did make some points like, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? You've been champ over there. I'm champ over here. You just comfortable just playing with your little dolls, huh? Speak them facts, queen. We already know what's up. And yes, we want Charlie.
I need 5 Feet of Fury to come back. You know, I need to hear her theme song was actually kind of a banger. It was. I was grooving when she used to come out at the live shows. come on, man. I need 5 Feet of Fury back. I need Brandon. We need the Sparkle Splash back.
I mean, the Sparkle Splash never left. It's always a Sparkle Splash.
No, it doesn't feel the same with Alexa doing this thing.
Need some glitter, glitz, sparkle, bliss is what you're telling me.
Pretty much. Go over to AEW Dynamite Grand Slam. Brandon, take it away.
Oh, I get to take it away. You guys been hyping this show up so much. You guys love the opener. Brian Danielson coming out, taking on Kenny Omega. They kick the show off. They announce a 30-minute time limit. And just a little cheekily, for some strange reason, Jim Ross says, oh, they have a 30-minute time limit in this match. Was like, huh, that's a little interesting. He never says that before. But they do the thing, no interference, no shenanigans, really, just both Danielson and Omega go out there and wrestle, and they go to the time limit draw. The super click comes out, super kicks Brian at the end of the match. Luchasaurus or Jurassic Express and Christian make the save, setting up the 6-man tag on Friday. So, you know, a match everyone's talking about, a match that you guys apparently got some hot takes about, so I'll let you guys say what you think about it.
Well, I'll go first. This was not good sports entertainment. This was not. I mean, come on. You promote this. I mean, you promote this big of a match on free TV. First of all, you put it in the opener, and we don't get a decisive finish. And then your crowd is really deflated for the rest of the show. Let's be honest. You do this, and then the punk promo. They're going to be deflated for the rest of the show. We heard it. Y'all heard it. Y'all know the vibe. I've seen some crowd footage. I had some plants in the audience. Come on, man. This Vince would have booked a clean finish. So that's what I'll say.
It's the last time Vince has booked a clean finish.
Did you not see the main event of Monday Night Raw? Come on, bro. Stop.
But stop in his opening, I mean, on his opening match on Raw, that wasn't exactly a clean finish.
Yes, it was. What do you mean? It was decisive, clean, boom.
It wasn't clean.
Look, my point is Daniel Bryan left the biggest wrestling company in the world to have time limit draws with somebody like Kenny Omega?
But I thought it wasn't wrestling. It was sports entertainment.
It is.
I mean, you said the W word.
I mean, well, yeah, because it's in the name of the company.
To actually technically, like if you look at other press releases, when do they ever say World Wrestling Entertainment? It's always just WWE.
They do.
It's just WWE.
They say World.
It's just its own thing now.
They say World Wrestling Entertainment. Don't try to do this with me.
I mean,
you left the biggest game in town to have time limit draws. That's the point. That is the point. I'm ashamed of him. I really am.
I'll say this. I did enjoy Danielson versus Omega. The energy, I feel like if you're watching, you know, two guys on TV or on pay-per-view, whenever, and the crowd is energetic, everybody's on their feet, the camera, hard camera shaking, you can almost feel it. You almost feel like you're there. The match was methodical.
It was boring, actually.
It was technical. Daniel Bryan, or excuse me, Bryan Danielson.
Oh, no, Daniel Bryan, you got it right.
He definitely got his stuff in. Kenny Omega, that running V trigger from the top of the stage.
It's a bicycle knee.
I mean, we all know Mandy Rose does it better, right?
Y'all just can't be changing the names of moves.
Kenny Omega did some things. He had that look in his eyes. Kenny had that look. You want to know something? A lot of people are talking about Kenny and how he was trying so hard not to smile in the beginning of the match. What did he say before the camera cut away? He said, "I don't give a beep," because the crowd was going loud and Daniel Bryan's looking around and smiling. He said, "I don't give a you know what," okay? That energy. Kenny Omega was this close to being the cleaner last night. And you want to know what happened? They wrestled to a 30-minute draw, and then here comes Nick, Matt, Adam, just ruining it for me. This should have ended with them being broken up, right? Bryan Danielson on one side of the ring, Kenny Omega on the other side of the ring. Don Callis hands the AEW World Heavyweight Championship to Kenny. He holds it up. It was a non-title match, but he just reminds Daniel Bryan that, one, you couldn't beat me, and two, I'm still the champ no matter what. It should frustrate Daniel Bryan. I wanted to see him pound on the mat in anger the fact that you main evented WrestleMania. You lost there too. But, you come and you say that this ain't about the title. This is about who's the best wrestler, and you could not put Kenny away. This was Kenny's best AEW match, in my opinion. And the shenanigans at the end. I'm sorry, Phil. The shenanigans at the end kind of made it weird for me.
Couple things. The match, you know what would have made this a lot better? An actual finish. Kenny's best match in AEW was the Double or Nothing pay-per-view, the first one, because Chris Jericho beat him. And we're going to talk about...
We're just going to ignore the tag team match with the Young Bucks?
This was the best singles match, in my opinion.
No, I had it right the first time. We're going to talk about his best match of his career later on in the show. I'm sorry. It was a miss. It was a huge miss. They did acknowledge Roman Reigns, though.
Uh-huh.
They did. They said his last match with Daniel Bryan's last match was 4 months ago with Roman Reigns. They didn't say his name, but just the fact that they acknowledged the match means they acknowledged him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I say I love the match, because it's maybe one of those things where you have just so high expectations that it's really high to meet them. Doing the time limit draw, it did kind of cross my mind earlier in the week that, like, maybe I thought they were going to go 60, but with their non-title matches on television, they do 30 minutes. So it did make sense. The one thing I didn't like is the time announcements. I wish AEW would do this so much more often, where they would announce the times like they do in Japan, because when Kenny and Okada did their time limit draw, the drama was in knowing the time is ticking down and they're just rushing to get to the finish. And they try everything they can. And with like 5 seconds left, Kenny hits the one wing angel, but he's not able, or Okada hits, I forget what the exact finish is, but they weren't able to get it in time. And as much as I like the action in between, I felt like the time limit draw was inevitable, especially with what JR said at the beginning of the show. But I thought the ending was could have been so much better if they had more of the time limit, you know, draw aspect just kind of in the air, realizing. And I know the crowd was loud, and I heard Justin Roberts at least say like 5 minutes or 1 minute remaining. But mm-hmm. if they did it more often, it would have made the drama so much more. And there was never, I thought, like a believable near fall in the match once. But I still thought the match was great.
The match just wasn't believable. And Daniel Bryan calls himself an artist? You see, what I'm doing right here, I'm painting a picture for everybody. I'm a true artist, you know? Sometimes I paint with oils or acrylic. Sometimes I make ceramic bowls. Sometimes I use colored pencils. I'm a real artist, not Bryan Danielson.
I do wonder if they go down the Samoa Joe Punk route where then they go to a 60-minute draw and then they go no time limit and they go like an hour and a half or something, which I'm not the biggest fan of that, but it could be a direction they try to go.
I mean, that's real sports entertainment. Look at the days of Buddy Rogers and Freddie Blassie, man. Look at matches like that. Now that's art.
I don't know what the hell Brian is. Go an hour and a half, let alone an hour. You think Brian can really go an hour? Does he have enough in his repertoire to do that?
I know it's a battle royal, but he did the Blood Money battle royal for however long that was. That was over an hour.
That's true. I mean,
but it's a completely different thing with the singles match.
I mean, yeah. It's not 2007.
And I got a shout out. I have to shout out. We got a cattle mutilation on AEW. I was very excited.
Austin Aries' last chance is better. It's a better bridging submission. I'll say that. Yeah.
Whatever happened to him? Isn't he canceled too?
No, Austin. He's a friend of mine. I love Austin Aries. Great guy. Tremendous human podcast. Being. Yep, friend of the show.
All right. Next up, we have CM Punk comes out, cuts his promo, states the obvious that it's going to be hard to follow up the opening match. So they kind of come out. He comes out and he hypes up the crowd. We have Happy Punk for a little bit, but then Happy Punk turns to angry, intense Punk where he goes after Hobbs and Team Taz and all those other folks. I quite enjoyed it. I've been asking for no more Happy Punk, and we got Happy Punk in the beginning, but he kind of flipped the switch, and it was really what I've been looking for from Punk there at the end of the match. Brian, someone may or may not have listened to Within the Ropes last night, so I kind of already know what you're going through, what you're going to say, but
yes,
on the promo.
Yeah. Where is
time out. You listen to a podcast that you weren't on?
I listen to a lot of podcasts I'm not on. I'm not gonna sit here and say listen to the whole thing, but I did listen to your guys' SmackDown recap.
This is why what's happening with the Bullet Cast title's happening. It's one of the reasons.
What are you talking about?
Yep.
No, ready? Get that curveball and chair shots title ready.
Pretty much. Yeah, you need to get a Within the Ropes one ready. Yeah. No way.
Listen. So I thought CM Punk was very John Cena-ish during this. He was out there hyping up the crowd, hyping up the match, talking about, man, how can you follow that? Come on! Let me hear you! Again.
You know, I remember one time CM Punk cut a promo on John Cena, and he said that you've become what you hate. You are the New York Yankees or something like that.
Uh-oh.
And then I'm like, if you see what Punk's doing now, I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
St. Louis Cardinals.
He was on his home field last night. Okay, couldn't have did it in a better city, Queens. Chill out, CM Punk. Relax. I honestly just want him to be mad. And also the shot at WWE talking about pro wrestling is back in New York for the first time. Stop it. WWE was just in the garden. It's sports
entertainment. Come on. What's wrong with you people? I don't understand y'all. Like, do I have to fly to Chicago and talk to Phil? I think I have.
Have
to.
A Phil to Phil?
Yeah, pretty much.
Phil to Phil.
Yeah,
you can talk to him at the delegation.
That's a podcast. That's a podcast right there. Phil to Phil.
Man. Pretty much, man. Jesus.
But yeah, CM Punk's promo was whatever. Yes.
What else happened on this show, Brandon?
You don't got no hot takes about CM Punk. You just blew your load there in the opening match.
My load never blows. 60-minute man. I don't ever get it twisted. Okay. You feel me? It's sports entertainment, Phil. That's all I have to say.
Next up, we get MJF taking on Brian Pillman Jr. Match was not Chicago or in Cincinnati, so the crowd was not all that hot for Pillman, and kind of understandably so, still kind of recovering from the opening match, knowing they still have more to come with Rampage taped after this and, you know, the main event and everything else. So the crowd was not particularly hot for this. MJF gets the win, as he should. He just, you know, being MJF, beats Brian, and it's just on to the next with MJF, which maybe Punk, maybe some other babyface. I don't know. What are you guys thinking?
This was a miss. This was a miss. Didn't land for me.
How did it miss?
We don't have all day. We don't have all day.
It's a 10-minute match where MJF, the heel, gets the win. No, I'm going to sit here and say MJF is putting on 7-star classics or anything like that. But
I'm just saying, like, I understand sports entertainment. I know good sports entertainment. This isn't MJF's fault. It's really Brian Pillman Jr.'s fault. You know? It's just... Kid doesn't have what it takes. He doesn't have it.
Is it because he's from Cincinnati? I think this is where it's coming from.
I'm just saying. If he was from Cleveland, maybe I'd respect him.
Oh. I feel like Brian Pillman Jr., considering the circumstances, and I said this on Within the Ropes last night, he should have come out with more anger, more frustration. This man talked about your father. Okay, he disrespected your family's name. Okay, right in the middle of that ring, in your hometown. I just felt like he came out laxed. He came out with Julia Hart, for Christ's sakes. Are you serious? Leave her in the back. Do what you gotta do. Take off that jacket. Ain't no going hopping on the turnbuckles, taunting the. No, it's a fight. So I just felt like that was a missed opportunity to make Brian Pillman Jr. look like what they call it? The loose cannon. We all know what Brian Pillman Sr. would have did. Hello. Phil?
For all those who can't see, because this is not a visual podcast, Phil is doing the...
I'm releasing the video. What do you mean?
He's releasing the...
Come on, bro.
I didn't do my makeup. I don't have my HD camera. I mean,
yeah, me too. I'm blurred and my background's blurry.
Yeah, y'all look busted. No,
it looks busted.
I'm just playing, bro.
I was eating hot Cheetos for the whole.
I'm not releasing the video. I'm not doing that.
We're going on strike.
We want a union. We want a workers' union.
I'm an independent contractor, okay?
Unionized podcasting.
Yikes.
All right, next up at the top of the hour, we get Malakai Black taking on Cody Rhodes. Cody comes back doing his extravagant entrance, comes up through the middle. We get Arn coming from the babyface side, Brandi Rhodes coming from the heel side, just saying. Then the crowd not exactly into Cody after he made his return last week, where what the New Jersey crowd kind of liked him. The Queens did not. But Malakai Black gets the win after spraying the black mist in his face. Philip, you've done this multiple times. You have the history, the lineage of all the mists. What does the black mist mean, and what does this mean for Cody Rhodes' future?
Brian, you have to go back in the archive. I did a complete breakdown of like the different color mists a couple years ago.
Oh yeah,
yeah, man. I gotta look up. I gotta look up what the black mist means. I'll find it. But you know, Brian, what did you think of the match?
I said this on Within the Ropes. Also, I feel like Mr. Malakai Black is the same old Malakai, Alistair, Tommy. He's the same guy. Nothing too different about him. Cody definitely at this point needs to change everything up. He need to change the music, the gear, who he associates himself with, because they were booing him out of the building. And yeah, that's about it. The match didn't really slap for me, as they say on the internet and the IWC.
This was the best match of the show. What do you mean?
Philip?
The black mist means you blind your opponent for several minutes or weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Too bad the mist didn't look like it got in his eyes, but you know.
That's why he was able to look around. You know, he could see clearly. Yes.
See clearly now.
Yeah, come on. I'm trying to tell y'all. Come on, better singer than Beyonce. Yeah, I said it. Yeah.
Oh, I don't want the beehive coming after us. That's one thing you don't touch. You don't.
Am
touch
I gonna get stung by the beehive? Yeah. Look, this crowd sucks. How do you boo Cody Rhodes? How do you boo Brandy? How do you boo Arn?
I don't think they booed Arn. He was the only one that was.
He was booed by. He was booed by association. I've seen the fan footage. They don't.
God bless Arn. I hope he didn't get hurt falling off the ring apron, which I thought was supposed to happen. But then when he got right back up and then fell right back down, I was like, oh, poor Arn.
Yep.
Never trust Arn Anderson, though. That's what Tosh always said. He's listened to Daniel Tosh.
Who?
Way better comedian than Kevin Hart.
Tosh 2.0? Oh, that garbage TV show?
You know, if it wasn't for Tosh.0, there'd be no ridiculousness taking like 70 hours of
every single day. Highly doubt that. I highly doubt that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Tosh.0 came out before ridiculousness.
I mean, it did. It's not good. I mean, you don't want to do this, bro. You keep bringing all these things, and I keep telling you the truth. Look, Cody and Malakai was the best match of the show. I noticed how Malakai put back on the shorts because, like, he's been wrestling in trunks for the last few times, but he put back on the shorts because he was wrestling Cody again. I noticed that little tidbit. I thought that was cool. I can't wait for Rhodes to the Top. I'm excited. I'm so excited, guys. Are you guys excited for Rhodes to the Top?
Weekly recap on the show?
You know what? Yeah. Yeah. We'll just, we won't talk about Kenny Omega on AEW. And we'll just talk about that.
Pretty much Moxley because he's from Cincinnati.
Yeah, we won't talk about Moxley either. He betrayed the company too. Yeah.
Roads to the Top, baby.
Yep.
I like the match, so I'm kind of more with Phillip. I mean, I didn't think it was like, you know, a barn burner by any means, but I'm kind of ready for them to move on, even though I don't think they will.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody hasn't really been around all that much, which I thought they would get more out of, like building to this match, but they haven't really done that. So I'm hoping they can. I don't know if they'd be in this match, but maybe execute some sort of double turn. Cause I mean, Malakai Blackskin cheered, Cody's not, just go with the flow and just have the entire EVPs be heel. Not saying they need to be together, but I think the right move is to have Cody turn heel. Moving on, we get a tag team match with Sting and Darby taking on FTR. Shout out FTR wearing the NWO inspired tights. Sting and Darby get the win with a Scorpion Deathlock with the help of Darby doing a coffin drop onto Cash. And he almost killed himself because he dove on the outside. But I really enjoyed this match. I thought Sting looked great. He wasn't asked to do too much, but he was in there with two professionals with FTR, gets the win. I quite enjoyed it. I thought it was good. Philip, what'd you think of the match?
Bro, we have one of the best tag teams on the planet bumping around for some guy that's going to be qualifying for what, AARP in like 2 years? Come on.
I said this.
What are we doing? What are we doing? If this was in WWE, they would have been crucified. But because everybody likes each other backstage and it's a positive environment, we're not going to talk about it.
Facts.
Come on, bro. Facts. Come on. You people are so fickle, blind, and dumb and stupid. You guys are dumbasses. Really?
Yes.
Really? Come on, bro.
Mm-hmm. Like, I said the same thing.
No. Let me tell you something. The next time, let's say Goldberg beats Bobby Lashley, I don't want to hear anybody bitch or moan or anything. I don't. I'll be like, hop,
Goldberg is not never on television, but Sting's there every single week. So it's completely different.
Okay, he's basically not there. He's not even doing anything. He just stands there by some little weird kid riding a skateboard.
I mean, 25 years ago or 20 years ago, Sting didn't do anything.
God, like who cares? Who cares? What is he even doing here? What's he even doing here? Like 3 weeks into his debut, I'm like, okay, well, I'm kind of tired of Shivani yelling his name. Like, what's he actually going to do? It took him like 2 months to have an actual match. Like, what are we doing? If he's not going to be a true asset, get rid of him. God. Sting, go back to TNA and be Joker Sting. I actually enjoyed that. Jesus Christ. What else you all got? No? Nothing?
Brian, you got hot takes with Sting and Darby?
I just feel like FTR is sort of in the same boat with Malakai Black ever since they made their debut with AEW. Now, I understand that they had some mishaps and whatnot. Injury here. I don't know. Whatever. Look, they're just not, they're in the same position. They may not be in catering all the time. They may not be just sitting around. They may be having matches when able to wrestle, but they got their manager that I'm sure they wanted, but they're not really, I mean, when you talk about best tag teams in the world, they're not really in that conversation right now, at least. And I mean, you left WWE because you wanted to wrestle. You loved to wrestle. And maybe that's it. Maybe you don't want to win championships and you don't want to be looked at as one of the greats. That's fine, too.
I think they've done good work. Yeah, they have kind of fallen by the wayside after they dropped the titles to the Bucks. But, I mean, they're still constantly being there. They were with the Pinnacle. I don't even know what the hell up with that anymore. But... I would disagree and say they've, constantly kind of been in the loop. Now, are they the tag team champions? Are they the top tag team? No, but AEW has so much talent that, they just circle people in and out, and they're just kind of, being phased out right now before they eventually get phased back in, especially with the Lucha Bros who need heel opponents. I would assume FTR is going to be back in the mix sooner rather than later.
They got hot-shotted to those tag team titles. Since everybody want to talk about hot shot. They came in the company and got hot-shotted to the AEW World Tag Titles. Look at them now.
Yep.
In the main event, we got Britt Baker with Reba and taking on Ruby Soho for the Women's World Championship. Goes back and forth. Ruby tries to get it, but she does not. She comes up short. Britt gets the win, retaining her championship. Crowd was into kind of the beginning of the match, but kind of as time went on, it kind of fell off, whether it's being exhausted, whether it's saving themselves for Rampage. I don't know. But, the work was good, but kind of once again, when Britt, both Britt and Ruby thus far haven't been able to really, get the crowd like super invested besides the promo they cut last week on Rampage where they were shooting on each other, brother. So, I mean, I would call this match a little bit of a disappointment.
Yeah.
Doing the show.
Love Britt. She's great. Ruby Soho, right? Whatever you want to call her. It's kind of why she got fired.
I've seen a lot of people ranting and raving about how happy they were for her in this moment being in the main event. She main evented Monday Night Raw with Ronda Rousey. I mean, it wasn't nearly the caliber of match. And she wasn't highlighted as much as she was in this match, obviously. The excitement around this match wasn't what it was with Ronda, but still, I mean,
We're done with Grand Slam. We're going to move on to Extreme Rules. I got to wrap it up here pretty quick. So, quick thoughts. Extreme Rules predictions, Liv Morgan versus Carmella. I have Liv Morgan.
I'm going with Liv.
Liv wins, and she challenges the title next.
All right. The United States Championship, Damian Priest defends against Sheamus and Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy had a really good match on Monday Night Raw this week. I think Damian Priest retains.
I'm going with Damian Priest.
Okay.
He's got it.
Sure, why not? Damian Priest.
All right.
We're just going to all agree.
Yep. All right, the SmackDown Women's Championship is on the line. Becky Lynch defends against Bianca Belair, the woman she stole it from. I think Becky retains, unfortunately. Yeah.
Branded.
I'm going to say Becky. I said Liv will challenge next, so we'll go with Becky.
I said Becky, too. I have to go with Becky. Sorry.
The title's not on the line, so it doesn't even matter.
We want our title.
Baby Huey's ducking us.
Yeah. You better cash in. Hey, man, I'm telling you. You better cash in pretty soon. Once I get a hold of that thing, briefcases don't matter to me. Okay.
Contracts don't matter to you?
Nope. Come on.
Just call you Cartman because you just do what you want?
Come on.
Yeah, I'm not a Cartman. Don't ever say that to me again. How dare you?
But you just say, but you do what you want.
I do what I want, so.
But you're not a Cartman?
No. Come on now.
Is it like whatever?
I'm a top caliber talent. Yeah, so I do whatever I want. The SmackDown Tag Team Championships, the Usos versus the Street Profits. Usos are going to beat these dudes. It's simple.
We're just going to keep on agreeing. Go Usos.
Oh, man. I'm gonna say Usos. Wait.
What?
Give me a second. I'm going to go Usos.
All right. There's nothing on the line. You can you don't have to think about it.
Well, you know, I just want to make sure I'm right, okay?
All right. I appreciate you. All right. The Raw Women's Championship, the real women's title match of the week.
That's right.
Okay. Uh-huh. Come on.
Yes.
Charlotte Flair, the greatest women's wrestler of all time. One of the greatest wrestlers in the world today is going up against Alexa Bliss for the Raw Women's Championship. I hope Charlotte beats the hell out of them. I think Charlotte's going to win.
Charlotte's definitely going to win. The Queen
Alexa Bliss City. For the win, baby.
Oh, huh?
Lily's going to get a nice little title. It's going to look so good around her waist.
You know, the Phillies are coming. You guys know that, right? I'm having Phillies made.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm having you gotta have a little cloud bubble above that says, come on.
Probably. You know what? It should be like a Woody, the Woody doll where you have the string.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Come on. You get like 10 different phrases. Never know which one you're gonna get.
Never know.
Yeah. Yep. All right. And last up, it is the Universal Championship. The head of the table is going up against the Demon. Finn Balor, the Demon's about to be laid to rest.
In an Extreme Rules match.
Oh, did they make it official?
It did.
Because Roman Reigns is walking out with the Universal Championship. Roman Reigns is the greatest Universal Champion of all time. All time. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Makes no sense, but I'm going to go with it. I'm going to say Finn. Don't. The demon gets the win. Why are you doing that? Not clean as a sheet. We're going to get Ponytail Brock making an appearance. He's going to distract Roman. Fiend, demon, whatever the hell his name is. The red painted face dude's going to beat him up. He's going to, you know, distraction finish because that's what Vince loves. He doesn't love the clean finishes. Maybe, you know, if they had time limits, this could go to a time limit draw. But no, this is going to be Demon Finn Balor getting the win, even though I have no confidence in that prediction. I'm going to run with it.
And you say Vince doesn't love clean finishes. How dare you? How dare you? And you're going to pick a demons aren't baby faces. They're not good guys. Why would you pick the devil over a god? That's basically what you just did.
I'm going to go.
Didn't know JBL was wrestling.
Oh,
no. Okay, let me phrase this. JBL is a wrestling god. Roman Reigns is the wrestling god.
Ooh. Yeah,
there we go.
But I thought he's a sports entertainment god.
Yeah. He's a professional wrestling sports entertainment god. That's what I said. Come on. Come on, dude. So
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Roman Reigns. Is there any chance?
No.
I got one question real quick. Just one question. Is Finn Balor defeating Roman Reigns best for business?
No. Absolutely.
That's a serious question. If Finn Balor leaves Extreme Rules, Universal Champion, is that the best business decision for WWE?
No. No, it's not.
The only way the only logical reason why I would pick Bray or Balor is to get the title off of Roman to have the Blood Money match with Brock, and then maybe that opens the door to have Brock beat Roman, and you can tell some sort of story, or and you can have also the match at Survivor Series be Finn versus Big E, and you can have Big E beat Finn, because if it's Big E versus Roman, I would just assume Big E or Roman would win that match, because that's going to take place after Blood Money. So that's the only reason, is just kind of the hurdle of Brock and then the title match at Survivor Series is why I would think that would be the reason they do it.
I laid this out for you a few months ago. Roman doesn't lose his title until he beats Dwayne. Come on, man. Roman could be champion for the next year and a half. It's a real possibility.
This is true.
And I'm here for it. I'm ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on.
Told you.
Yes.
Man, Superstar Spotlight. We'll hit that once we do our Extreme Rules recap, which will be done Monday afternoon. I got some things to do Sunday. All right. So promo pick of the week. Brandon, take it away.
Well, we got a promo pick. You can call it a promo pick. It's a little excerpt from the New Day podcast. You've probably seen it a bunch. They ask Big E, the New Day, who would you want to be your dream opponent? And Big E picks Goldberg, because Big E doesn't want your 5-star matches, your 7-star matches in the Tokyo Dome. He just wants big, meaty men slapping meat. And the ultimate big, meaty men slapping meat match would be Goldberg. And with Goldberg around the corner at Blood Money, defending the honor of his child, are we going to get a big, meaty men slapping meat? Goldberg, Big E, down the line. Is Big E going to get his wish? Is he also going to get his wish of cloning 3 Goldbergs and facing off with the New Day?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. Are we going to get a clone Goldberg versus New Day?
I didn't even watch this.
Wow. You've never seen Big E talk about big, meaty men love meat. It's just iconic. It's an iconic promo. Definitely.
This happened a year ago. It's not iconic.
Huh?
You got to wait at least 5 years for
put it with Billy Kay and Peyton Royce, because this is iconic.
It is.
All right. Okay. We're just going to move on from everything.
It looked like on the script, Philip, you made a typo, so I fixed that for you.
Oh, no. You had it right. You had it right. Well, I had it right, I should say. Cody Rhodes versus Omega. Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor, April 7th, 2018. This is Kenny Omega's best match. It's his best match. Because he lost. Yeah. I loved
it. What do you think, Brandon? Is this Kenny Omega's best match?
Anything other than the right answer is stupid. So go ahead.
If we're talking about Kenny Omega's best match in ROH, sure, yeah, definitely.
No, of his entire career. Yeah.
What are you
going to say? Him wrestling the little girl? Because honestly, he should have been arrested for that.
I mean, if you're talking about his best North American matches?
No, his best match of his career. Yeah, that's what this is.
Oh, then
you're such a
don't think it's cracking the
you're such a shill.
10.
I can't believe this. I can't believe you would do this. What, it's all that Wade Keller you listen to.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Who does podcasts with the boy Sam Roberts?
Okay, let's stop it here. Keller and Meltzer, they podcast. Roberts and Rosenberg, they broadcast.
They sports entertain cast.
Oh.
That's what I do here. Are you not audio sports entertained? Come on, man. All right. I'll be doing commentary at UGWA this Sunday for the San Jose Sofa Street Fair. Over 60 live shows. UGWA is one of them. About 5 matches is going on in the Ritz. It's free. So come watch some great underground sports entertainment. It's going to be great.
That's all right.
Yep. None of my friends will be there because they don't care about me. But yeah, actually, no.
Being you know, an unbiased journalist, I have to pay attention to Sunday Night Football and Extreme Rules. So I'll watch the tape. I'll watch the tape of Ugwa later when it comes out. I got you.
Me too.
I'm ready for the pop quiz.
Who's playing football this weekend? Who?
It's a big game. It's an NFC Championship rematch from 2 years ago. The Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers.
The Packers, okay. They won, what, the 2011 Super Bowl? Okay. All right, cool. Niners, they
And we are a Bay Area podcast, Philip. Do not alienate our audience.
Oh, no. You know what's the best thing about what was last year's Super Bowl? You know? I mean, the J-Lo Shakira thing, right?
That would be 2 years ago, but, you know, you're close enough.
It was in 2020. I'm pretty sure that was in 2020.
Yeah, there was a Super Bowl in between.
That's not
Shakira and J-Lo thing.
Okay, but I'm saying it was last year. In 2020, it's 2021.
We're in the 2021 season. Last year would have been the 2020 season. 2 years ago is the 2019 season.
Okay, but when did the Super Bowl take place?
In 2020.
But
we're currently in a season of football.
It's not last a real season. What are you talking
last
about?
Last season's football Super Bowl was, I have already forgot what that, the weekend. Shout out the weekend.
Look, the Niners haven't been good since Jerry Rice. It's all, so. Yeah,
exactly.
They fired Kaepernick. Like, 49ers are terrible. We all know
Raiders, Las Vegas, they're going to the Super Bowl. They're 2-0, baby. Derek Carr, leading passer in the league. They got a comeback defense right now. See? They're taking on
the
Miami Dolphins.
They got out of that crap hole in Oakland, and now they're doing something.
Hey, whoa.
Is the town going to come for me?
It's a crap hole, but it's my crap hole, especially now that the A's are just out of it. You just hate to see it. So now I'm all in on Las Vegas, baby. All the Raiders. Raiders.
The A's are out of it.
They were never in it, dude.
What happened?
Like, they need to leave, too.
They probably are.
I thought the A's was doing good this season.
No. Well, that's going to do it for us, guys. You know where to find us.
Wait. I have to say this real quick just for our audience, okay? AEW last night got a 1.273 rating.
For that garbage?
But Vince did it, you guys. He ended the two-week run in the demo. He beat Dynamite. Monday Night Raw did it.
What do I keep telling you? Ratings don't matter.
AEW's dead.
Y'all people can check the ratings all you want. We're over here making money.
And in all honesty, let's think about it. Monday Night Raw would have had an even bigger number had they not been going up against Monday Night Football.
Who played on Monday?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Wow. The Packers and the Lions.
Packers and the Lions. There we go.
Detroit?
Oh, God.
It's better than Cincinnati, so I'll allow it. Yeah. I'm that dude. You feel me?
Go Bengals. Who day? I got you, Mr. X. Joe Burrow's on my fantasy team. On my bench, but on my fantasy team. So he needs to step it up.
I mean,
is T. Higgins. He's also
city,
on bench.
The whole city of Cincinnati should be on a bench, if you ask me. Yeah, I said. All right, that's going to do it. You guys know where to find us. Extreme Rules Recap coming Monday. Got some other stuff in the works. We'll talk to y'all later.
This has been the Bullacast. Thank you for listening.